For the final time this year, we head to Jefferson Elementary in the Coldwater School District for our elementary update. And welcome in Principal Toby Reardon. Are the kids starting to catch a little spring fever, and even some of the teachers too?
Oh, yes, they are, especially at the beginning of this week. It was beautiful outside.
Well, obviously, you've got some of the nice facilities there, too, for when kids are outside with the playground and everything else, so a chance to burn off a little energy, right?
It's wonderful. Unfortunately, you can smell the French fries from McDonald's. And if you're hungry when you're out there watching kids, it makes it a little difficult.
The hazard of that. You get McDonald's there, you get Little Caesars and all the other places around there, too, so with the great smells for that. Well, tell us a little bit about, you guys just finished up a readathon, right?
Yes, we just finished a readathon at the end of March. It was part of our, with our March's Reading Month theme, we had Under the Sea. So teachers planned all kinds of activities for the readathon. They got to bring pillows and blankets. We had Reader's Theater going on, reading with a buddy classroom. We had turned the lobby into like an aquarium, so they really enjoyed the opportunity to be out there in beach chairs and read. Students were able to ask friends, you know, close relatives and neighbors if they would pledge for every minute that they read during the readathon. And we were really excited because they raised $7,000. So the exciting part is they get to choose the books that they want for their classroom, not their teacher, but their teacher will guide them through and show them different lists of books. And, you know, they'll take a look at all those and see which books they want in their classroom library.
Very cool. You also get a new diverse grant to help out the library as well, right?
We did. We were awarded this classroom enhancement grant for, I think it was $10,000, to purchase high-quality, diverse text for a model classroom and for our library. And really, the purpose of the grant is just creating high-quality classroom libraries by intentionally adding in those diverse collections of reading materials so that our students have an opportunity to see themselves and others within those books. So I think that's really great. And Abby Menke, she's our third grade teacher. She was chosen to work with Stacy Ansel, our literacy coach, and they have really enhanced her classroom library. And now we're getting ready to get those books into our library. We were able to order two copies of every book, which was really nice. And then Abby plans next year at our staff meetings just to feature a couple books during each staff meeting so that teachers are aware of those books and they can help check them out. And students will be able to check them out in the library as well. And I think that I'll try to make sure we do a nice job featuring those books in our newsletter so parents can see those as well.
Very cool. So those should be on the shelf by this fall then?
Yes, yes. We have our library clerk, Casey Zimmerman, is going to be working throughout the month of March to get everything, or not March, sorry, we're in May, thank gosh. And she's going to get those ready, and they'll be out there for next school year.
Very neat. April also Autism Awareness Month for you guys, right?
Yes, it was exciting this year. We were honored to really help spread the word about autism by wearing blue every Friday, so we're encouraging kids and adults to wear blue. Most of our staff ordered T-shirts in support, and we also welcomed some guest readers into our classroom just to kind of help spread awareness and acceptance of everyone to our kids and staff. So it was really exciting to be able to do that.
Speaking of dress up, a pajama party concert?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow I get to wear my pajamas, so that will be exciting. It's really great to have our music programs back. And in the fall, we had one around Veterans Day for third grade. And tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to have a pajama party concert for second grade students. One concert starts at 12:30 and the other at 2. So it's really neat to have those music programs back. And I know kids are very excited about wearing their pajamas and bringing in a cozy friend for the program. So it should be a really exciting time.
Very cool stuff. And then kind of a race to the finish at the end of the school year, right?
I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
It's gone by fast. I don't know if the older you get, the faster it goes, or but it's it's amazing that this year is almost over. Yeah. I'm going to miss these kids when they move on to Lakeland.
Yeah, well, there's some kind of formula that goes with that. So, Toby, thanks for checking in. Thanks for checking in all year long with us. And if not sooner, have a wonderful summer break, all right?
Thank you. Have a great day.
Toby Reardon, the principal at Coldwater's Jefferson Elementary, second through third graders in the Coldwater School District on this elementary update.